It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. And so grateful that you are listening to this podcast. I'm absolutely grateful for those of you who have given us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you haven't done that yet, please do that. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, Robert Zink public page, come join us there. And we also have Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook as well. So, hey, we've got good things for you because we believe that daily work to empower your life is so important. Look, I got to say this real quickly. I was talking with a client yesterday. She says, Robert, what do I have to do to make it work? I said, you have to immerse yourself. This is like baptism, but it's baptism by fire. You've got to be completely immersed in a new belief system that you are a co-creator of your reality, that the thoughts that you think, the beliefs that you have, change your world. Once you're there, then you'll take responsibility for them. Then you'll put those thoughts and feelings and pictures and ideas and visualizations to work for you, and you'll begin to attract the life that you truly desire. So take action. Start now, but you can't do it halfway. Look, you can't say, gee, you know, I found a $20 bill on the sidewalk. That must be the law of attraction. You know, and then walk a few feet down the road and stumble into a ditch and have to go to the doctor and say, well, that wasn't the law of attraction. I guess what I'm trying to say is the good, the bad, and the ugly, we attract it all. Now, we don't always know at what level we're attracting or how we're attracting. That's where miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching comes in. That's where we really make significant differences in your life. But you can find out for yourself by claiming your 30 minutes absolutely free of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day. It doesn't make any difference when you're listening to this podcast, but we're recording it near Valentine's Day. And so all this week, we're kind of focusing on love and relationships and marriage and all of that kind of good stuff. Okay. So today we have 13 ways to transform your relationship using the law of attraction. 13. I'm going to give you a bonus. How about 14? I'll give you a bonus way. Okay, we'll be right back.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. and download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-minute daily confidence claiming exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.
Number one, know your intention for your relationship. Is your intention to make your relationship extraordinary? Is your intention to make it more romantic? Is your intention to make it more passionate, more loving? What is your intention for your relationship? Number two, write out a small mission statement about your relationship. What is our relationship about? What is my involvement in this relationship? What does it require of me? What's my purpose behind it? When you have these markers that point you in the direction of your higher intentions, it becomes easier to stay on the path, to move in the direction of your overall goals rather than being sidetracked by other people, other things, other activities. So have a mission statement. Number three, look for things to appreciate in your mate, in your partner. Get into the habit of thinking with an uplifted, positive, higher vibrational mindset. And that involves looking for positive, wonderful, good things to think about when it comes to your partner. Number four, get back to the nitty-gritty. You know, when you fell in love 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a week ago, what was it all about? What was the nitty-gritty? Get back to it. What was it that attracted you? What attracted her? What attracted him? You know, get back to core. That's the key. Clear your energy field by releasing grudges and anger. Look at, nobody's perfect. We all have these problems that happen from time to time in life. But when you clear your energy field, you become so much more happier and so much more attractive. Give what they need, not what you want to give. You know, if your girlfriend wants some lingerie for her birthday, don't give her a toaster. Give her what she desires, and vice versa. Absolutely important. Number seven, no drama. This is the no drama zone. You know, drama, I mean, come on, the alcohol, the drinking, the fighting, the arguing. Let's stay away from the drama. Number eight, write down what I love about you. What do you love about your mate? And affirm those things all the time. Constantly affirm them in your mind and in your thoughts. And in your language. Number nine, expect the best. You get what you expect. You expect, you know, bad, you get bad, I guess. Some people say, well, I didn't expect that. Are you sure you didn't fear it? Let go of the past. You know, the past is over with. Whatever you have done, whatever shortcomings you have had, you don't have to have them in the future. And neither does your mate. Take your life to the next level by letting go of the past and reaching out with positive affirmation and visualization to a bright and exciting future. Open yourself up to unlimited possibilities. Unlimited. See your relationship as having the ability to create unlimited possibilities in your life. Number 12, creative visualization. You need to be doing that on a regular basis anyway. But you need to visualize that relationship. What can it be? Where can it go? What can it do? What can the relationship feel? I highly recommend you visit our website, Law of Attraction Solutions. Pick up your copy of Creative Visualizations. 13, gratitude. I am grateful for all the things that my partner is and does and gives. Be grateful, but also be grateful for all that you can do for your partner. Okay, there's 13 things you can do to transform your relationship using the Law of Attraction. But I promised you a bonus. And the bonus is very simple. Lucid dreaming. You know, love, the emotion of love, the feelings of love, are very much tied in with our dreams. If you take the time to learn lucid dreaming skills, you can change your dreams from the inside out and thus change your entire life and your relationship. I highly recommend our lucid dreaming program at Law of Attraction Solutions. And we did a podcast not too far back, like yesterday or the day before, where I give a technique on lucid dreaming. Listen to that as well. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Give us that 5-star on iTunes. We need it. We love it. We thank you for it. Have a great day. Pay it forward. Do something good for someone today. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.